Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Brianna. How can I help you?
Yes. So someone used my card with your guys' company. Can you and it was a fraud. I didn't authorize it. What company is this?
This is a third-party call center. We deal with different companies and products. If you provide me with your zip code, I can pull up an account for you.
60707.
Okay, give me one moment.
I'm sorry, no. 623. And
I'm sorry.
So 623. The charge on my card said
0623.
623.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Your phone keeps going in and out. 60623. And your first and last name?
Tisha Skinner.
And that zip code was 60623.
Right.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm still here, ma'am. I'm just trying to find your account in the system. Give me one moment. And can I get your first and last name one more time?
Letitia Skinner. I've never bought anything from this company, so you're probably not going to find my name. I'm just trying to get information because I got two charges, and this is the customer service number that the bank gave me.
Yes, ma'am. Well, if you have charges, then more than likely you do have an account. Do you mind spelling your first and last name, please?
Latisha.
Latisha.
Skinner. Skinner.
And could it be under someone else's name?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Do you mind verifying your email address?
I don't recognize the charges, so I don't even know what email address you would have. This is not something that I authorize.
Okay. Would it be sskinner9215@yahoo.com?
That's one of my emails.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. So to make sure that I'm talking to the right person, do you mind verifying your address for security purposes?
3339 West Douglas Boulevard, Chicago, 60623.
Are you familiar with 7185 West Dickens Avenue, Apartment 2E, Chicago, Illinois?
I am.
Yes, ma'am. Well, it seems that you pay shipping and handling for a foot massager on the 22nd of this month?
No.
It was 745?
No, I did not.
Yes, ma'am. Do you know the person that resides at that address that I just gave you?
That's my grandfather's address, but he has no access to my debit cards.
And no one else could have?
That needs to be canceled out. No, I don't live with my grandfather. He has no access to my debit card. So that needs to be canceled out. If you have to get a supervisor on the phone, that needs to be canceled out, and I want my money refunded.
Okay, ma'am, give me one moment. Okay, ma'am, I can offer you a 35% refund off of the charge.
No, I want a full refund. So So you can, is your supervisor available?
Yes, ma'am. We all follow the same protocols. I'm more than happy to help you in any way that I can. What about a 50% refund?
Do you understand that I didn't authorize this? I don't know how they got my grandfather's information. I didn't authorize this. So why would I take, y'all took $45 and then y'all took $7 off my card. Why would I take half of that? Can I speak to your supervisor?
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
I didn't authorize. I want my complete amount back.
Yes, ma'am. Give me one moment.
All right.
I'm still here, ma'am. Give me one moment. I'm going to get you transferred over.
All right.
Okay, ma'am, I'm getting you transferred over to the supervisor. If there's nothing else that I can do for you, I thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Bye.